Hey listeners, I am very pleased and proud to welcome you to the fourth Team Rocket Podcast Expansion Pack. I'm Jesse, and I am very happy to finally end our hiatus with this. And boy, what a game we're going to end this hiatus with. A year and a half ago, I did the second ever expansion pack by reviewing a game called Emily is Away. It was created by Kyle Seeley, and it was a fantastic gaming experience that took place over a recreation of AOL Instant Messenger and played out much like a visual novel of sorts. It was a free game with a cool concept, and while having a gripe or two with the game, I thought it was one of the more immersive stories I've been a part of. I would even still recommend playing it if you have the chance, especially with the review that I'm about to go into. This past Friday, Kyle Seeley released the sequel, Emily is Away 2. I admit that I had been waiting for this game since its release was announced. The first one struck a nostalgic chord with me, for better and for worse, and I had similar expectations for this one. I'm happy to say that those expectations were met and exceeded. Now, first things first, in terms of playstyle expectations, not a whole lot has changed with this second go. The game takes place in a simulation of AOL Instant Messenger. You still select from three text options, and you type out your responses by keyboard mashing, which adds a nice immersion effect. Regarding this gameplay element, you can go back to the review of the original. This part has not changed and shouldn't change. It fits the flow and style of the game. But let's talk about what has changed, because, make no mistake, some things have changed with this time around. For one thing, the era is different. The first game started in 2002 and took you through college all the way to 2006. This one starts during the summer of 2006. Leading into your senior year of high school, the game's five chapters will play through that senior year, culminating with your eventual journey into college. For two, who you're interacting with has changed. You will still interact with the titular Emily, and she will still most definitely remember the things you say. But she's not alone now. You now have a second character to talk to. Her name is Evelyn, and her memory is as sharp as her predecessor, and she will be competing for your I Am attention along with Emily. And in one part of the game, they will most definitely compete. It's up to you to decide which one fits your personality and fancy, but it's definitely a juggling act. A juggling act that sometimes requires you to be paying attention and to answer quickly, as in certain parts, the game will penalize you for not answering quickly enough. When talking to the two of them, as teenagers from 2006 were prone to doing on AIM, they'll discuss what they're doing. They will read your profile, of which you can customize, and they will share what they're doing as well. A lot of times it will be music that they'll want you to hear. Rather than name a band or song, though, they'll actually link you to it. Clicking the link opens your actual internet browser and takes you to a 2006-era crafted YouTube page with the videos in question. This by itself was cool enough, but the game also proceeded to do the same with things like Facebook or the website YouretheManNowDog.com. The game even takes it a step further by having the character send you files that will legitimately pop up on your actual desktop that you can observe. This little addition, however small, serves to reinforce just how much immersion matters. In essence, one of the strongest points of the original game just got stronger. Adding to that immersion is that your main character is still, at their core, a 17 to 18 year old high school student with all of the nervousness and second guessing of a teenager. You will catch yourself typing something, only for the character to erase it and go with something that's a little more quote-unquote safe. And it will be just as frustrating as it was in the first game, and you will be even more frustrated to remember that you probably did the same thing at that age as well. That being said, as the game does progress, depending on your choices, you have the chance to finally remedy that. Emily 2 features multiple endings, and it can be endings that have a light at the end of the tunnel. The first Emily had quasi-branching paths, but the ending was ultimately the same, and it was definitely a bit of a downer. This time, depending on how things play out, you may end up in the good graces of one or the other, or possibly neither. And again, they will both remember the things you say, so you have to keep up with what you say and do. Play it correctly, though, and you'll get a much happier ending than before. Having finished the game at least once, of which I ended up on the Evelyn path, I feel that if the first game was more about nostalgia and remembrance of those times spent on Instant Messenger and the people that we talked to and may have inevitably lost touch with, for better or for worse, this game almost feels more redemptive in tone. The first one's nostalgia hit so hard because it was entirely familiar to those who have been in those situations, made the same mistakes, and have some of the same regrets and frustrations looking back. This one, if only because we've played the first, almost feels like taking a Wayback Machine and getting a do-over. A mulligan, a chance to put aside the fears and awkwardness and in some cases make a move and let the cards fall where they may, a chance to just maybe get those awkward moments right. I can say without question that I wholeheartedly recommend Emily is Away 2. It's not a terribly long game, maybe clocking in at 2 hours in length for one playthrough. It's not much longer than the original, but definitely just as memorable, just as good, and unlike the first, can leave you feeling just a bit more uplifted than when you start. It's a tone that I'll make sure to remember. With this, I can happily conclude this expansion pack and hopefully this hiatus. This is Jesse from Team Rocket, and I am blasting off again.